It's Friday, the 11th of March, 8 a.m. and it's a grey blanket morning again, though way down south, way down the southern skies, there's a glimmer, just a glimmer of sun, just brighter light, that's all. Could go anyway today, but I have a feeling in my bones. Which is better than saying I can feel it in my water, which is a bit famous. What did they call those things? What do they call those statements? No, I can't remember at all, but you know what I mean. Well, by that sudden cold breeze that just got up there just now, I can feel it in my bones. It's not going to be a particularly nice day, so I'll make the best of it while it's dry just now. I had hoped to get out on the bike today. Might still manage it if the weather doesn't turn nasty. So I had a decent sleep last night again, pretty decent. Only up once. Out of bed this morning. Leapt out. With vigour. No. That was a lie. It was a blatant lie. I got out of bed like a zombie. I was going to say quickly followed by my zombie wife, but it wasn't quickly. You know, when I look in the mirror in the morning, first thing in the morning, and I think, oh God, look at you. But when I see my wife coming into the kitchen, as it's normally the first place we meet up, and I think, well, actually, I didn't look too bad. But then she does love her sleep, and she does need sleep. She does need sleep. Other than that, I'm feeling okay. Productive day yesterday. Made me feel good. Got quite a bit of bike maintenance done yesterday as well, which I wouldn't say it was badly even done, but it was a routine that I used to have years ago. If you use your bike, look after it. So I wanted to get back into that routine of, basically that. Ride it, look after it, ride it, look after it. Anyway, just like your body, if you use your body, look after it. Yes. That's true, actually, yeah. So if we apply it. I often wonder if we're thinking now, on that, and I don't know why I say that, often wonder, because I didn't often wonder, it just came in my head just now, but you know how we throw things out before we've thought about what we just said. But it just made me wonder then, I'll rephrase it, just made me wonder that, you know how we talk about our bodies, and well, you've got to look after your body, eat healthily, try and keep active, you know, don't be lethargic or apathetic, couch potato, do something to look after your body, and it's drummed into us, isn't it? And if we've got it in ourselves to get into routines of gentle exercise or stretching, yoga, walking, cycling, all those kind of things, swimming, one of the best. But it is, isn't it? It's drilled into us by media, and sometimes by ourselves. By we look around and see, and I say I look around and say we look around ourselves and say, God, you know, well, I'm overweight and I need to do something. And we're not unique in that, because no matter what you've got or what position you're in, you know, there's thousands, if not millions of people exactly the same as yourself. But what I'm trying to get around to is, there's so much attention put on our bodies, but not our minds. Really, you know, how much media coverage, how much information, how many days do you get up in a year and think, right, I'm going to jump on my bike, and I'm speaking metaphorically here. Isn't that a lovely word, metaphorically? I'm speaking metaphorically here. Jump on my mental bike. But we don't. We seldom do anything to help our minds. I know I don't. I mean, but there must be. Well, there will be. Well, I know there is. Loads of ways out there to, if you like, train or retrain our minds or keep our minds fit and healthy, like we do with our bodies if we do. And we don't. We don't do it. Our mind seems to be something that, well, and excuse this terrible pun, because it's not meant as a pun, but it's at the back of our mind. It's not even at the back of our mind to look after our minds. It's a crazy situation, because without our minds control every action, every thought. Everything we do in life, our minds control it. It's a super complex organ. And yet, what do we do to look after it? Not a lot. Not a lot. And I'm not talking about doing crosswords, which is perfectly good, or jigsaws, which is perfectly good, because that's an activity, you know, that does keep certain parts of the mind. But I'm talking about the mind in general, our general, our general state of health, our mind's well-being. And I know that I'm as guilty as the next person, because, yeah, I can jump on a bike and go cycle 12, 20 miles and come back and say, hey, oh my God, I feel I've got endorphins now, yeah, because I've just done exercise. I feel great. I'm so glad I'm looking after my body. What do I do to look after my mind? What is there? What can I do to look after my mind? Just something. We need to look at it, because modern life is killing our minds. We're being zapped from every quarter. Literally being zapped. I mean, things that you don't even think about. You know, you may think, well, my mind's being zapped by media, by television, by PlayStations, by bustling supermarket trolley rage, by everything. But it's being zapped in other ways as well. At this very moment, my mind's probably being bombarded by a gazillion radio waves being transmitted to mobile devices and Sky television and and whatever else. It's there. You can't see it. You can't feel it. But we're being zapped. No one's saying anything about this, you know. What do we do to try and keep our mental well-being, our minds in good... Put it on the treadmill, in other words. How do we do that? I've no idea. Transcendental meditation. What the hell's that all about? I don't know how you do it. I'd like to know. because at the end of the day, it's not good being lovely, trim and fit physically if my mind's going, and it is going, memory, not just memory but other things with my mind, you know, and I tend to, kind of ignore it a wee bit, you know, other things, just ignore it. But it's there, it's happening, and it's going to get worse, and I don't know how I would do that, look after it, make it better, or stop it from getting worse, or, yeah. You see, and everything that I've just said and done and saw and heard, it's all went through the mind, everything, in the past 10 minutes. It's like having a part of you that we take so much for granted, and when it starts to go wrong, then we wonder why didn't it wrong? Probably because we ignore mental well-being. It's a pity it's taken me so long to this morning to realise that. Help my bob.